There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you. Here you are at last. Free yourself from past and walk into the new. Be guided by what's true.
We think to get what we want is our destiny, but to reach and miss lets us land where we are. This is the maturing of our destiny, and landing there lets the light in each moment emanate like the sun, holding stones and pain and each other in this light, turns ambition into being. The beauty of less lets the seed of everything sprouts within us. The beauty of less. We live in the world where everyone teaches us to have everything more, eat more, have more things. Spend more. We are surrounded by something which is called more and more and more and everything more. But in this journey of more, something is lost. And that something is very important. The more is never more. But it is always the less which is the more. Less is always more. Why? The world teaches us seek more, gain more, have more friends, more stuff, everything more. The more will make you beautiful. But the opposite is more true. The beauty of less. In what ways? There are different examples. Less stuff, more space. If you take the example of your house, a room is filled with so many things. The more the things in the room, the less the life energy. There is something known as minimalism, minimalistic way of living. If you go to countries like America, you will see the rooms stuffed, studded with things. On the other hand, if you go to countries like Japan and all, you will see this minimalistic way of living. A room is there, but very less things. The more you stuff your rooms, the less the life energy. This process is known as decluttering. So much clutter. Try to have this process of decluttering in your rooms, in your houses, in your kitchen, in your living room, in your bedroom, everywhere. Don't stuff things unnecessarily. You feel suffocated. Otherwise, have more space. The more the space, the more you feel joyful. The less space, you feel suffocated. So have space for breathing rather than unnecessary stuffing the houses with things. Begin this process of decluttering. When you declutter the room, you automatically declutter your mind. We are closely connected with atmosphere. The cleaner the room, the cleaner the mind. The second is, this was first, less stuff, more space. The second is less spending, more money. Everybody has the experience of spending more unnecessarily and then to have the feeling of guilt. We never went for shopping, but when we went for a walk around, we see things around. And somebody tells us from within, buy this and buy that. And we buy this and we buy that. And things are lying just like that. And we never use them again. Less spending is more beneficial. Why to spend unnecessary? The less is more. The less will lead to more. The less will become more. The third is less clothes, more space in your closets. The more the clothes, the more the confusion. The more the color, the more the confusion. Too many clothes, too many shoes. Distribute the old. You must take a mental round at Amrit Vela. A mental survey of your houses, of your homes, and think and see what things I don't need and try to distribute. Plan in the mind the things will happen in the day. The fourth is less furniture and more room. The more the furniture, the less is the room, the less is the space. Reduce too many things. One sofa here and one sofa there. One stool here and another stool there. So many chairs. When we had gone to Malaysia, I remember the retreat was at one ashram and there was nothing in the rooms. A bed, one chair, that's it. Curtain was there, I think. Door, that's it. Nothing more than this. No closet, no almirah, nothing. Nothing. Minimalistic way of living, as less as possible. Once you declutter the room, then you understand how much the energy was trapped. There are energy blockages in the rooms. The principles of Vastu Shastra and Feng Shui, they say that don't keep anything which you have not used in last 6 months. If there are things kept which you are not using, better get rid of them because they carry dark energies. Keep such things as wind chime, salt lamps, wind chimes, plants inside the rooms. Let the air flow. Don't let the clothes you have kept for drying out at night outside, bring them inside the house. They talk of many things, broken mirror. So less furniture, more room. Next, less social media, more time. The less is more. We are technology addicts. Better to keep a book rack near your bed rather than spending your time scrolling through digital media. People have forgotten to read books. They are busy in reading messages and chats and mails and status and updates and pictures. The less is more. The next is less driving and more walking. More walk. We had a doctor in our hospital. So he had come from Delhi and his wife was with him. So in Delhi they used to have car. So when they came to Mount Abu, ma'am said, we will not buy car. I asked them why. She said, if we get car, my husband would use car to go from bedroom to washroom. Walk, run, jog is one of the best exercises. At least 10,000 steps per day, minimum 15 to 20 once a week, 40,000 at least once a month. There are people who have daily 15,000. That's good. 15, 20. You should keep track of your steps. So learn to walk. Charles Darwin said somewhere, we have learnt to fly in the sky. We have learnt to swim in the water. But how to walk on land, we don't know. So start walking. It is the injury-free exercise. This is the only exercise where there is a lowest risk of injury. Running carries a very high risk of injury. But then there is no joy like running. They say that we all of us are born to run. There is an innate tendency within us to run. So start this running business. Start the running business. Less stress, more sleep. Less working hard, more working smart. This is the smart world with smart cities and smartphones. So, sincere students and smart students. Sincere students sit and they keep on slogging the whole day. Smart students, they spend very less time, but they are very smart. Their minds are smart. A teacher asks, if you take out 5 from 5, how much is remaining? The student is confused. Mathematics confuses everyone. So teacher says, listen, I am asking you, if you take out 5 from 5, how much remains? The student is still nonplussed. So teacher says, listen, I will explain you the other way around. If you have Indian dish, bhature, 5 bhature, and if you take out 5, how much remains? He says, chole remains. So that's a smart student. Sincerity is a good thing, but this is a smart world. Less planning, more doing. I'll do this. When people come to Madhuban, they make 100 plans. Getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, Amritvela. Reading Murli 4 times. Going to center thrice. Doing meditation, sitting yoga 4 hours. Eating this and eating that and not eating this. Reduction of weight. Doing more seva, exercise, listening to classes, at least one, sightseeing, plans. So they make many plans. But when they reach their places, half of the plans are evaporated. The enthusiasm, the bubbling enthusiasm, sizzles out within a week's time. Less junk, more healthy food. The less is more. The more junk you put into your body, the body becomes heavy. A yogi's body is not the body of digestion. It's the body of light. Because you have to free the trapped energy. You need a tremendous energy for churning. You need a tremendous energy to plan, to think, to contemplate, to meditate, to retain things, to practice self-restraint. Brahmacharya is to stop all the leakages. Less digital files and more digital spaces. There is a book called Digital Minimalism. Learn what is digital minimalism. If you take a computer, there are so many icons on the screen. Remove them. Keep only those what is needed. those are needed. So also in your mobile, if you have apps which you have not used in last 3 months, better you should uninstall them. If you are not used them in last 3 months, probably you are not going to use them. Less doubting and more believing. Less ungratefulness and more gratitude. Less complaining and more encouraging. Less talking and more listening. The less is more. It is not that talking is bad. But when you talk, you give. But when you listen, you receive. And of course, receiving is more beneficial than giving. The more you talk, the less you are listened to. The less you talk, the more you are listened. Less is more. Whether it is eating, whether it is speaking, whether it is listening, think more, listen less. That should be the mantra. Love for the less. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see the kingdom of God. The more wealth, the more the anxiety. It doesn't mean that you get rid of all the wealth, but the mind is non-greedy. The more the attachment, the more the pain. Review, evaluate. Make an internal audit of your life and find out what is more. Too many relationships, too much interactions, too much friendliness, too much familiarity, too much of everything leads to disturbance. Too much of extrovertness. The less is more. Silence is much, much beautiful, sweeter than speech. So, seek less, you will become more. In Bible there is one statement, those who are first here would be the last in my kingdom. Those who are last here would be the first in my kingdom. What does that mean? Those who are first here, those who are seeking name, fame and glory and appreciation and acknowledgement, those who are after all the worldly matters, they would be last in my kingdom of God. And those who are last here, they would be first in my kingdom. So spiritual minimalism, digital minimalism, financial minimalism. The less is more. Less is beautiful. The more has caused so much disturbance. And this is a world of commercialism, consumerism. Everybody teaches, have more money, more funds, more investments, more this, more that, more this. Eat more, otherwise you will become thin and diseased. You have become so weak. Start eating more. Man eats to live. Man eats to live. And man eats to die. Understand the relationship of your mind with food. Understand the relationship of your body with food. So today we have seen less is more. Tomorrow we will see more is less. But in some other aspects. Om Shanti.